The administration wants $770,000 to help the Red Cross respond to a radiological accident at Vermont's only nuclear power plant. The money was added last week to the budget now under review in the Senate Appropriations Committee, but the state requires that Yankee reimburse the funds.
So it's not taxpayer dollar. It's part of the cost of doing business for a nuclear power plant.
Larry Crist is executive director of the Red Cross for Vermont and the New Hampshire Upper Valley. His organization is charged with providing care and shelter for people if an accident occurs at Vermont Yankee. Crist has pushed for additional funds for months, drawing on his analysis of what it would cost to shelter up to 6,000 people and from the experience of two recent disasters.
We have now had the benefit of both Tropical Storm Irene as well as the nuclear power plant accident in Japan. And there have been some tremendous lessons learned from both of those experiences as to what it will really mean if we ever had a major accident that required sheltering and care and transfer of very large numbers of people.
The $770,000 would be spread over 2 years. It's a major jump in funding from previous years, but Chris says more people would have to be sheltered than previously estimated. Andy says the Fukushima disaster showed that shelters have to be located further from the accident scene.
This begins to really change the dynamic. Instead of 6 or 10 shelters, we're now looking at opening 22. Instead of having them just outside of the emergency planning zone, the shelters are going to be located at least 50 miles away.
Entergy Vermont Yankee objects to the funding request. In a prepared statement, company spokesman Rob Williams said the Red Cross needs to be prepared. But Williams says the funding request is 20 times more than the state has recommended in recent years. The Vermont Division of Emergency Management supports the additional money. Erica Borneman is the division's planning chief. She says the state needs to have confidence it has the resources to keep people safe.
It affords us the flexibility to be able to respond to this type of incident. And in my job, I need to be able to look at folks who live in the area in the face and look at my higher-ups within the administration and say, yes, I'm confident that we can respond to this type of incident. And this allows us to do that within this area.
Adding weight to the argument from the Red Cross and the Shumlin administration is a recent report from the Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress. The report was requested by Senator Bernie Sanders and others following the nuclear accident in Japan. The GAO found that federal regulators should consider whether emergency planning is needed for areas located outside the 10-mile evacuation zone that surrounds U.S. nuclear plants. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.